Nimrod, the electricity is on.
Are we going wireless again or potting? Are you potting?
We're podcasting.
We are podcasting? You've actually managed to make it work?
I don't know, but we'll see.
It sounds like it to me.
Yes, it does. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're listening to Radio Radio, now commencing broadcasting with your host, Long John Tanner, and Little Nimrod, me, the younger of the two. But I have to say that working with a gentleman such as Long John, who's been a broadcaster for so many decades now in this city, that I have to ask you a question like, how do you feel age-wise? You know, everybody says, he looks so young for someone so old. But it's really an internal thing, isn't it? It's how you feel.
Yes.
It's how you feel.
It is. And I feel young.
You do feel young?
Yes.
Younger than yesterday?
Younger than 2 minutes ago.
2 minutes ago. Well, my God, you don't look it.
I'm going back in time.
You don't look it. Yeah, you're shrinking. Your hair is going back to normal. The wrinkles are disappearing.
Oh, I love the wrinkles.
Dad, I want to be young and beautiful forever. Is that possible? Or will I end up like you?
Don't ask your dad. My God, you know what he looks like.
Oh, God, yeah. Younger yesterday, but not him. Polyphonic Spree, all of them from the Fragile Army, latest CD. Still choral harmonies, bright sunshiny. But this time out, slightly darker edge, hence the black outfits. Very cool, replacing the flowing white robes that they were known for on stage, although they still utilize it in some of their live presentation. Detractors would then say that they found Satan, but no, that's not the case. We know that for a fact. They are not satanic at all. You want satanic? We'll have that a little bit later on in the show. We'll get real dark.
Hey, Nimmy, is there really that many of them in the band? Like, there's 30 or 40 of them out in
yeah,
the field.
Yeah, it varies. But, you can, if you go to a Polyphonic Spree show, you can best be assured that every little area of the stage will be occupied by a human being wearing a white robe or a black fascistic-looking outfit.
Oh.
But it's all imagery. It's all about the music, man. It's all about the music. You're looking a little tired. You've been river rafting or something.
I was. It was a very relaxing weekend there with Hayek.
Doesn't look it. I mean,
doesn't?
Well, no. You were lying on the floor with your feet up there, helping your back. Your skin tone is all reddish. You've got little red bumps,
blotches
of that from the leeches in the Fraser River.
That was the Thompson River.
The Thompson. Oh yeah,
it's clean and fresh. There's no leeches in there.
My dad almost drowned there when he started in radio at CFJC in Kamloops.
That's where the Thompson starts.
Yeah. There's a park there called. I think it's called Thompson Park or something, right down by the river, and that's where people go swimming. And when this is a long time ago, long before I came along, and he went swimming there, and he almost drowned because he forgot it's a river. It's a river. A river has a thing called a current. You don't fight the current. You either go with it or you don't go into it. So he was waving frantically. The lifeguards had to come out and get him. Apparently, he's very embarrassed about it because he's a hell of a swimmer, as you've seen him probably wading.
Great pecs, yeah. We might add Nimrod's father, as he refers to, is the legendary Johann Bruno Shane, better known as J.B. Shane. So there you go. There's the connection, why he's on this program and why we get to let him get away with what we do here. But I would like to mention to people that like river rafting, they should check it out because Hayek River Rafters on the Thompson have a big thing coming up.
Did you say kayak?
Hayek.
Oh, Hayek.
H-Y-A-K. Yeah, it's the second annual Damn You River Race on September 29th in the Thompson River, Lytton. And you can find out more about joining free-flowing rivers and the fight to save the world's endangered rivers by going to www.freeflowingrivers.org. More information on that.
Yeah.
So it goes.
I miss you now. I guess like I should have missed you then. My body moves like curtains waving in and out of wind, in and out of windows. I can't close an eyelid. Now there's just no point reaching out for me in the dark. I'll tell you now, I guess. no point reaching out for you in the dark. I'm just no good at giving relief in the dark. It won't be easy to find relief. And I'm not proud that nothing will seem easy about me.
Tegan and Sarah.
Just watching you sort of, you know, like trying to get to the button quickly enough. And I guess it's like not like the old days, you know, when it was sort of like you're right there. And here it takes maybe that fraction of a second more. And you can put it down to age. But I don't want to get it down to ageism because, you know, ageism sucks and we don't like that, you know. We're all equal. We just happen to be born at different times. That's all. Tegan and Sarah, that's a very successful album, not only here, but in Europe. They have quite the following. Did they play the folk festival this year? Am I getting them mixed?
I'm not sure.
I might be getting them confused with Sarah and Bob.
But could be.
Well, we're ending August on a very pleasant summer note. Sunshine through Labor Day. You will have an in-depth forecast sometime over the course of the next few hours. A bit cooler in the ocean, but very, very sweet. I mean, you can't swim in the pools unless you come out to UBC, as a lot of people are if you don't like the ocean. Sunblock 65, no less. Hat, shades, long clothing, still in effect. The water... Well, most young folks at Kits surveyed last week said they don't need all that stuff, that sunblock and a hat and the shades, because we're young, we're defiant, we're cynical, and we're going to live forever. Melanoma, be damned. Well, they're calling, but that's their call. You know, but all summer kept thinking about the allure of not the sun and not all the problems, but... The allure of the frisbee. Have you ever been one to throw a frisbee?
Throw a frisbee? Oh yeah, you know.
Do you like it? Do you think it's fun?
I haven't done it lately.
I mean, I watch people doing it, and I've tried it myself. It just seems like boring. You're just standing there throwing this object. I don't get it. But yeah. this year it's interesting because it's the 50th anniversary of the frisbee. The inventor was Walter Morrison, who got the notion of fun from tossing a popcorn tin lid around at a 1937, probably neo-Nazi picnic. He then sold the plastic disc under several names before Wham-O Incorporated bought the rights around 1957, which was around the same time as you might remember back in your day, the hula hoop. Wasn't that around the same time, or was that?
Yeah, it was in the mid-50s. I remember the hula hoop. Yeah,
did you have a hula hoop?
I messed around with it, but it was hard. I didn't have the hips for it.
You know? No. Well, the World Flying Disc Federation, which governs the sport of ultimate frisbee, recently adopted an anti-doping rule because it certifies records. And you know that most people throwing frisbees around on the beach endlessly, if it goes on for hours on end, they're probably on something, you know. All right.
Now, what is the anniversary? Did you say the 50th or the 70th?
This is the 50th.
Oh, okay.
By the way, the world distance, world champion distance for throwing a frisbee is 250 meters. And we say up the ante instead of the frisbee. Use compact discs instead. You know, decapitation isn't really a concern. But go out there and have fun and be safe and happy.
Fun in the sun.
Fling that thing.
Who will be at Sans Souci tonight? The boys that made me lose.
Rufus, send that out to all the Davy Village people. And a song called Sans Souci, where the beautiful people are on a beautiful evening, and dressed in their very best. And we'd never be allowed in that area at all. They'd cordon it off. It's like going to Con. You know, there's certain places, they just look at you and say, sorry.
No way.
Yeah, no way.
Not
exactly.
With those pants, baby.
Not with those pants. Not unless you've got a debauched Lindsay Lohan on your arm. Then you can come in. But at any rate, we do inform fans of the... of the things that are out there in the skies, other than the Frisbees. That's not a Frisbee, that's a UFO. Dr. Michael Strange Strainick, our little Dr. Strangelove, is not going to be on the show today. He's been abducted.
Yes.
And he'll have all that in 2 weeks from now. But speaking of the sky above, there are some very interesting things going on that the likes of Long John Tanner, your host here on this show that we call Radio Radio CITR 101.9, will be most informative on, and that is the eclipse.
Yeah, they actually abducted his telephone, I heard. But well, we are going to talk about the eclipse of the moon. There's a total eclipse, as you know, tonight, tomorrow morning. But we'll get into that later. But it is happening.
I want to hear about it now.
Well, I wanted to tell you about this meteor shower that's coming up.
That too? Yeah, it's not at the same time.
No. It's September 1st, which is coming up. So we won't be around to remind you. And this could be the first time, because this meteor shower, known as the Auriga'd meteor shower, hasn't happened since the year 83 BC, when a comet called Comet Kais passed by the Earth, well, not that close, but went through our solar system, and it left this bunch of debris. And now, after all this time, since 83 BC, we're going to be going through the debris of that meteor shower at 4:36 in the morning of September the 1st.
What do you mean by debris? That sends a chill down my spine.
Well, when comets go through...
space junk?
Yeah, it's space junk. It's bits of the comet, because when it goes through the solar system, it leaves all this debris of dust and particles behind it.
So somebody could very easily get, you know...
Your chance of getting hit by a meteor is pretty slim. You know, by the time they get down here, they're mostly dust. And a lot of dust does fall to Earth from meteors. But the beauty of this meteor shower is that they're really incredible colors. You're going to see bright greens and reds, which is unusual because there's a lot of iron and other minerals in the comet that when they burn up, it gives you a different color. So mark that on your calendar, the morning of the 1st of September. That's August 31st.
What time would that be about then?
The 30th. August?
What's a good time frame?
Between 4 and 5 in the morning, I would say. I know it's a god-awful hour to be up, but
Could you tape it for me?
Yeah, sure. I'll put the VCR on.
Okay, now it's oldies time.
Oldies time. Let's go back to 1972. Remember this song. It was big on the charts.
Oh, she's a tongue-twisting song. Come to the show tonight. Bring her to the light machine. She was my Holland, I'm a money. She's a bucket back lecturer. I'll be in her electric dream.
But come on. Come on. We really got a good angle there.
Oh, we can't dance, we don't talk much, we just ball and play. But then we move like tigers on Vaseline.
Well, I'm in a cup of better on a stolen guitar. You're the blessed with the spiders from Mars.
Oh, come on, come on. You really got a good thing going. Come on, come on. We're gonna make it. You better hang on to your steps.
Come on.
Come on now. All right, another blast from the past. 1972, Tis the Time.
Landmark album, Ziggy Stardust. Debate is which is David's most is his best album. Could be, you know, I kind of, it's pretty close to calling it maybe his masterpiece, you know, at that time, 19, you said 72?
72.
Yeah. I remember my dad saying that he heard it when he was walking through the streets of the Plaka in Athens, and the song on there, Moon Age Daydream, remember that?
Right. Well, yeah, and he had Mick Ronson on guitar, and, you know, Mick went on to do some great things after he left Bowie, so we used to love him. Your dad and I used to really get into Mick Ronson, so there you go.
Well, Ronson had his own solo stuff, too. He passed away quite a few years ago, as you know. You are listening to Radio Radio here on CITR. Do we have anything to give away? I mean, that's the only way we can seem to elicit any kind of listener response. I mean, anything that we can give away that might be worthy. We have the on-air giveaway book. We might just have something that we can. Is there any tickets for Goggle Bordello there?
Probably not.
No, there's not, because I'd steal them myself.
Doesn't seem to be anything.
All right. Okay. All right. Forget it. No giveaways today. You know, we give you love. We share our love with you because we care that much.
Daylight Craving Time, 6:29. Can feel it now.
Down the
And the weather report for the next few days sounds just like the title of this CD by Wilco. Yes,
sky
a little bit
blue.
Of sky blue sky. That's right, sunshine, sky blue sky.
Apparently, they did a great show at Malkin Bowl last week. Rains were threatening, but never really materialized. And saw a lot of people the next day wearing Wilco T-shirts. That's always a good sign.
Good sign, yes.
And talked to a few people that went, and they said it was a killer show. The new CD is for my taste, and I am a fan, a little too mellow. I like that track. I like New Germany. But the album overall was a disappointment, but apparently live came off real well, and they did a lot of older stuff too, mixed it up. They rocked. And they mellowed, and then they rocked, and then they mellowed. And Jeff Tweedy seems to be in a domesticated, happier time of his life right now. We're happy for him.
We are very happy for him.
So, again, Mr. UFO, the ufologist, has been abducted. He is not going to be on the show today if you're tuning in. Just to hear Dr. Michael Stranick. You'll have to wait in two weeks, but I'm sure he'll come up with a bag full of goodies of strange sightings and phenomena and things that are out there. and they are out there.
They are out there for sure, yeah.
Hey, Long John.
Nimrod, what's happening there?
Look, I see this all the time. You see signs, and I'm sure you have, but you probably haven't twigged on it. Live DJs.
Live DJs.
Advertised all over. You see, like for clubs, on posters, clothing stores have them. It's very cool, but live DJs. Now, really, think about that for a second.
Okay.
What's the alternative?
Dead DJs?
Well, remember old Lon John when DJ referred to radio broadcaster / announcer on a radio station? Much like this, or any radio station much like this. Not that there is anything else like this. And that was on the time when, you were called a disc jockey, or for short, was DJ.
Right.
So it's a whole different game now. Do you feel in any way, I hope that I'm not, probing, but I don't care. Do you feel betrayed that the highly respected, long-time term disc jockey, which for decades you, my dad, Auntie Pam, and most importantly, Red Robinson, were reverently referred to? Does it imply that disc jockey in the radio sense is dead, and now DJ to be live must be seen mixing, scratching, programming to clubgoers, high-end shoppers, and the like? I mean, it's just a question. Long John Tanner is the quintessential live DJ right here on a real live radio station, CITR 101.9. Did you ever do live DJ routines in clubs at all?
When the disco era started.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, Bob Morris and Greg dragged me down to some club, Gary Taylor's, I think, and wanted me to be a DJ there. But I don't know, I never got into that. I just couldn't quite get into it. Like Morgan, my son Morgan Tanner.
Oh, he's a great
DJ. He's a good DJ.
See, I see a sign around town, and you have too. It says DJ Tanner.
No relation.
It's not Morgan, and it's not you.
No.
Okay, so the DJ Tanner that you see advertised can sleep well at nighttime now.
That's right. And let's go to the peg right now here. All right, yes. From an album called Caliga Graffiti, here's Grand Analog. Radio.
Around this town, I'm all right. Around this town, I'm all right. I mean, no consequence when you playing with the fire. Move to the left, man, no fuss, no fight. You're living on the low or you're climbing on the rise. Recognize that the stakes still high. Right. Same stories of old and the nighttime ghost. Boredom below, I walk the tightrope. Exhausted from this, accosted by this. But lost upon the dream, I tossed the wish list. I really want to run again. No doubt, I got restless feet. Easy, it's me or the city or the scene. Yes, indeed, I'ma need the change. Around this town. I'm alright. Around this town, around the town, yeah. I turn it inside out.
somebody. I got cruise on control, control. I'm hustling, trying to make some money. Now we going for the gusto, gusto. Now give me some of that. My friends tell me, oh, it's about time you get grown. I suppose always looking for a new home. Walk these streets, got beats, got headphones. It's the birth of a rolling stone. Ay,
I really want to run again.
No doubt, I got restless feet. Easy, the soul of a thief. Got Robin Hood theories. Yes, indeed, I'm in need for change.
Around this town. Around the town, yeah. I go up and down.
I'm alright.
Around this town. Around the town, yeah. I turn it inside out.
I'm alright.
I really want to run again. Got trouble looking for me, like the authorities.
I really want to run again.
No doubt, I got restless feet.
I really want to run again.
Got trouble looking for me, like the authorities.
I really want to run again.
No doubt, I got restless
feet. I really want to run again.
Out of Winnipeg, there you go, Grand Analog around this town, and the man says, you know, too many rap brothers are afraid to be themselves under pressure by their peers and media. Be human, brothers, and walk alone.
Amen to that. Hanging out there at Portage in Maine, in the Peg.
Chilly, Willie.
When's the last time you were in the Peg?
The Peg? The last time I was there? A long time ago. I think Morgan was a year and a half old or something. We drove across Canada.
You actually went there?
That was 26 and a half years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And before that, it was on a plane with the monkeys in 1969. But, hey, that's another
you
world.
Were on the plane with the monkeys?
Yeah.
Did you sit next to Peter?
Hey, with the monkeys.
Or no. Mickey? Or
no, they were all down in the first class, and I was at the back of the plane where I belonged.
Hey, kids. Yeah. It's back to school time and time to get all those books and utensils, the tools of learning, the essential item, of course, being the backpack. But we'll all rest easier knowing that despite school violence in the U.S. and Canada, sadly, a U.S. company, MJ Safety Solutions, plan to ship to Canada very soon the must-have back-to-school item, the bulletproof backpack, which has added protection for students and parents understandably concerned about school violence, says Joe Curran, who's been selling the backpacks online, quote, at least they'll have their backpack that they can hold up in front of them. But so what's the big deal? I mean,
in front of them. I thought they're supposed to be worn in your bag.
Well, I don't.
When the bullets.
But they should have. They should be bulletproofed.
Yeah.
You can wear in the front or the back, depending on But who's to say where would you choose to wear it? I guess it depends on the day.
Maybe you got to wear your Kevlar vest with it.
That's probably it. Right, I understand.
All right.
Well.
17 before the hour, and that's pretty late.
For you, it is. Old timer.
Yeah.
It's Rallo Kiley on CITR in a Fleetwood Mac mode from under the black light. So-so follow-up to the more adventurous last CD. Still has its moments, and of course, Jenny Watson. Well, this is, for those who have just joined us, either by mistake or by design, on this beautiful Monday Eve, Radio CITR 101.9 FM, from the campus of higher learning, UBC, where everyone just looks stoned, is brought to you this this evening, this fine summer evening, with grants from the Fraser Institute, Anti-Poverty Coalition, and the Compassion Club. We thank them for that.
Hey, Nimrod, you were saying that band that we just played, Rallo Kiley, sound a bit like Fleetwood Mac. They do, actually. I see they have got Jackson Brown as an additional musician. But Jenny Lewis and Rallo Kiley, looks like they're from Hollywood or, you know, L.A. area.
Oh, so I said Jenny Watson. You're right, Jenny Lewis. I don't know why. She was singing with the Watson twins in her last album.
Ah.
Well, they're L.A. band, and she'll probably end up with a solo career. Don't know. Time will tell.
Time will tell.
What is the time? Never mind.
No.
Hey, one of the great, 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 great fucking guitarists in any genre is coming back. He was here last doing a solo thing, and that was good enough. But when you see Richard Thompson with a full band, then you're getting the real deal. This guy can kick ass. He can rock out. He's got a voice that can cut through, and he writes great songs. He's had a brilliant career, and he has a new album. And it's probably his best album in quite some time, the type of songs. So put yourself, if he's coming here, I think, September the 10th, do yourself a favor, like Uncle Gordy will, and go and see Richard Thompson and the full band at the Commodore. Get yourself a ticket if you've never seen him before. I think you'll be dazzled and amazed. And this is just a ploy on my part to get a freebie, because I can't afford a ticket. One of the great guitar players. And in this particular song, he plays the part of a young British soldier writing home about, you know, things going on for him in Iraq, in Basra, and his father's reaction to what is or what is not going on.
Out in the desert, there's a soldier lying dead. Vultures pecking the eyes out of his head. Another day, that could have been me there instead. Nobody loves me here. Nobody loves me here. Dad's gonna kill me. Dad's gonna kill me. You hit the booby trap and you're in pieces. With every bullet your risk increases. Old Alibaba is a different species. Nobody loves me here. Nobody loves me here. Dad's gonna kill me. Dad's gonna kill me. I'm dead meat in my heartbeat, Frankenstein. I hit the roadblock somehow, I never hit the mine. Dad's running like the luckiest time. And Dad's gonna kill me. Wife, a kid, another on the way. I might get home if I can live through today. Before I came out here, I never used to pray. Nobody loves me here. Nobody loves me. The dad's gonna kill me. Well, dad's in a bad mood. Dad's got the blues. It's someone else's mess that I didn't choose. At least we're winning on that Fox Evening News. Nobody loves me here. Nobody loves me. Dad's gonna kill me. Dad's gonna kill me. that stranger walking in my dreams? Who's that stranger casting shadow across my heart? Who's that stranger I dare speak his name? Must be your death a walking, must be your death a walking. Death's gonna kill me. Seven muzzle monkeys standing in a row, standing waiting for that sandbox to blow. Sitting targets in the Wild West show. Nobody loves me here, nobody loves me. And death's gonna kill me. And death's gonna kill me.
Dad's gonna kill me.
He will.
I don't have anything to show for all my time in Basra. Hey, that's Prince Willie over there. Prince Willie, he's cleaning his gun. Hello, Prince Willie. How did you get here? They're not gonna send him now.
No, probably not. Well, it's, you know, a security risk and all that.
Of course it is.
Now, I wonder if that you played that song just because, you know, if your dad heard some of the things you'd said on the air, then he might just kill you.
He's tried many times.
Literally, of course.
But I can beat the shit out of him anytime.
Oh, well, that's good. You would picking an old guy like your dad, like Johann Bruno Schenn, the legendary, semi-legendary Captain Midnight, you'd actually.
I'm not ageist. You know, like, I, you got to put people in their place sometimes, no matter what their background, what their age is. You know, I mean. Anyway, Long John was at the PNE yesterday. I was talking to Fran Dance, your main squeeze, and she was saying that you were there cheering, because she was with you, cheering on Trooper at the Red Robinson Talent Showdown at the Rogers Amphitheater on the PNE grounds.
Go, Ray, go! Raise a little hell!
That's where he. Were you there?
No, I was actually river rafting, but I was thinking about little Ray McGuire, because he's such a great singer for such a little guy. Yeah, he sings well.
But we're the same age. You're not a Trooper fan, though.
Well, I like some of their songs.
Oh, come on, man.
I wouldn't. I'd rather see Downchild Blues Band. They're coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you did get to the PNE.
Oh, I've been there a few times, yeah. We went to the, you know, Mickey Dolenz, Dean Torrance, and Peter Noon show, and was singing along Surf City and all those songs.
Oh, you old-timer.
Oh, God.
How about the Pure Foods building? Is it still as pure as ever?
No, food. We go to a place called Whale's Tales. They've got some pretty good stuff.
Right. You don't care that they actually kill whales to provide that
the tails.
Right.
Yeah.
How about new rides? Any new rides out there worth investigating? Anything?
Probably, but I'm not into rides. I'm scared stiff of any kind of ride.
Well, I want to go out and see the PNE Super Dog Fights.
Oh, the dog fight. Yeah, right.
That would be cool. I'd want to go out there and see that. Can you get me a ticket?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, here's a guy that is less worried about beats and blips and more in melodies and vocals. As a matter of fact, his new album, Andorra, is actually kind of creates a mood, and then he builds his stories and characters just to help flesh out that feeling. So would you please welcome Dan Snaith? 2 years ago, by the way, he completed his PhD in mathematics at London Imperial College, specializing, believe this, in what he calls the arcane subject of algebraic number theory.
Why not?
All right. Here he is, Caribou. Coming your way at CITR 101.9 FM. Radio. Now
Everything but the kitchen sink.
That's right, Caribou, and you can read all about them in the latest issue of Discorder magazine from this radio station, CITR. Greg McMullen reads a great article here about Dan Snaith and that new
That's
CD.
The latest issue.
Latest issue, yes. For this month, it's almost gone.
Radio, CITR. Well, the Darkened Cinemas beckon. Fall film lineup. Next show, we'll have that. A couple of weeks to the star-powered Toronto Festival. You name them, they'll be there. And the question that everybody is on everybody's mind is, will Reese be seen with Jake? Because they're in the same movie. And how will Ryan feel about that? Things that you want to maybe give some consideration to. And arguably the biggest, most eclectic fest, the Vancouver International Film Festival, is putting last-minute touches on this year's Feast of Film. Alan Franey is Sleepless on Seymour till showtime September 27th, and that goes till October 12th, and we are excited. Meantime, at the beautiful, too comfortable Van City Theater, the VIFF flagship, you can catch a highly touted documentary called The Rape of Europa, which chronicles the Nazi looting of some of the greatest art of sister Europe from their owners and the attempts to regain those said pieces of art. And still to this day, they are people are reclaiming that's ours and taking it back. And there's the Klimt painting. And many more, but apparently it's a beautiful documentary. Hermann Göring considered himself a connoisseur, and he wanted it all, but not to be. That is, again, the movie is called The Rape of Europa, highly recommended at the Van City Theater, which is extremely comfortable. You, John, you know, all 6'10" of Long John, who has trouble, you know, in theaters, you could be you so comfortable there, you could fall asleep forever. And wake up and think you're in a dream, and
yes.
And you probably are. A couple blocks away on Howe Street, things have gone noirish at Pacific Cinematheque. Film noir, mostly 40s and 50s, classics with all that guilt, desire, fear, ambition, and generally very, very bad behavior on view. Oh, yeah, did we mention treachery, corruption, seduction, moral disorientation, hard-boiled dialogue, eye-popping expressionistic style, on till September the 5th. The best of the genre, great double bills, our must-see this Friday. Don't miss it. Nicholas Ray is great in A Lonely Place, Bogey at his best with the great Gloria Graham, followed by the nasty, nihilistic Kiss Me Deadly, Robert Aldrich's take on Mike Hammer, courtesy of Mickey Spillane, called one of the truly extraordinary films of the 50s. Calling all Ralph Meeker fans, be there or be square, Daddy-O. Film noir is cool, dark, and swell.
What did you say your name was?
Jenny, because I'm from Virginia. I sure get tired of it here.
What do you work here for, then?
For laughs, dear, for laughs.
Every night?
Every night. To nothing.
Until when?
Till we close.
Then what?
Then I sleep. Me and myself in my great big bed, we sleep. I could have killed my girlfriend the other morning. She came.
You got that in quick, didn't you?
Drink up and be nice.
You know what I'd like to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to take you dancing.
That's what the music's for. I work here.
I mean, really take you dancing.
Thank you.
Radio, radio on CITR, 10 past 7, and that's Electra Lane. Nice singing there, Nimrod. I like Verity Sussman's surprisingly honest and touchingly tender lyrics there.
I love how you read from the liner notes and that. That goes back to the old days. Because I used to watch my dad, you know, when he was playing jazz, and that, they always read the back of the LPs that have liner notes and that.
Yeah, where else are you going to find out unless you're on the internet?
You got to have, well, that's today, I know, but back then, of course, what did you have?
Trade magazines,
yeah, right. And the actual sleeve of the vinyl itself.
Really?
Well, we should say kudos to and congratulations to the UBC engineers who are taking on teams worldwide in a contest. This is really interesting, to build an elevator capable of taking people from the ground to space without rocket propulsion. There's a $500,000 award for the team with the best design, and it's sponsored, of course, by your friends at NASA. It's the Space Elevator Competition. So good luck to our UBC engineers. They don't always just drink. They do some very, very fine, exciting projects like this. And one of them, Logan, I was talking to him a couple days ago. He said, should they win, keep your fingers crossed, it could happen, that he would like Long John Tanner to be the first passenger. Would you accept that?
Probably not, no. But, I guess it's better than taking apart cars and putting them on roofs them from bridges.
Well, the engineer, they'll get you really good and drunk. You won't feel a thing.
Okay. Well, folks, the sun goes down tonight at 8:05. Oh, I know it's earlier each night. That must be hard on you, and your dad especially likes going to the beach. But nevertheless, just before the sun goes down, if you have got a clear view of the southeastern horizon, you will see the moon rising, but it won't be quite full. No, the full moon is about 3:37 tomorrow morning, and that's when it'll be the middle of an eclipse. That's right, a total lunar eclipse happening tonight. We say tonight, tomorrow, because if I said tomorrow, you would, you'd wait till tomorrow night to go looking for it. It's actually after midnight. So at 1:51, just after midnight tonight, the umbra, the dark shadow of the moon, starts to move across the moon. So you'll start noticing something's going on. Hey, what's that dark shadow on the moon?
It's the umbra!
It's the umbra. It's moving across the moon. That's right. And by 2:52 in the morning, tomorrow morning, totality begins. That's right. And middle eclipse, 3:37. Totality ends at 4:22. I know it's a long time to wait, but the moon is very low in the southern sky. The moon is at the lowest it's been in about 8 years right now. So you probably noticed how low it is. And because of that, the moon's is south of the umbra's center, the umbra of the dark shadow. So the moon's southern edge will be brighter and yellower than the rest of the moon, which will be a very reddish color. Now, look for the color blue also there, because the sunlight shining through the ozone in the Earth's atmosphere makes a bluish tinge to the moon. But the red color is the red. All the colors of the sun is filtered out except red through the Earth's atmosphere and lights the moon up in that reddish color.
Long John, can I ask a question? Is it dangerous visually to your eyes?
That's someone people always ask, is an eclipse of the moon dangerous? Well, when is it ever dangerous to look at the moon is my answer. No, it's never dangerous to look at the moon.
It's not.
Oh, I see. Unless you're, yeah, okay. Okay, it won't be dangerous looking at the
moon. I look at the moon and I get crazy.
Yes, your teeth start to grow, and I know. So enjoy the eclipse of the moon. Totally visible here in Vancouver from 2:52 till 4:22 tomorrow morning. It's going to be howling success. Sound, and there's Montag. Montag, of course, it was Antoine Bedard, and from his Going Places, he's got a lot of collaborators on this CD, Anthony Gonzalez of M83. For all you people on the picket line, yeah, Simply Sam's Folly. When's he going to end this damn strike anyway? Look at all the other places have. I live in Burnaby, and boy, if I lived in Vancouver, I sure wouldn't vote for Sam Sullivan next time.
No, you'd probably be down there on Homer Street dumping your garbage in front of Sam's condo, which has become a kind of a depository for for many people in the area now that they know where he is in the you know, that's a little bit rude. But I guess they're trying to save money. They want to save money for the Olympics.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
what it's all about.
I know.
But there was a union meeting today, but we haven't heard anything.
We haven't
TV or anything. So,
no.
And there's a march on Wednesday, and City Hall are putting out the signs that probably means the strike will continue. What we don't know anything more. There's a big push on right now for the fast-growing municipality of Surrey. Much maligned, but the good folks who call the shots out that way announce that next year, 2008, only 2 years before Olympicalypse 2010, Surrey will proudly bear the designated title of 2008 Cultural Capital of Canada. And Coquitlam are pissed. By the way, you are podcasting tonight.
We are podcasting and streaming.
Streaming and podcasting, that's all you need in life. Protect your iPods, people. Many muggings as iPod people are being targeted. Be alert. Protect your baby. Hide it in a case. And don't wear the white telltale earphones. The other option for nervous iPod people would be to go back to your Discman, or if the paranoia causes panic disorders, then a good old cassette Walkman will surely dissuade those with bad intentions.
True. That's the Jazz Show at 9 o'clock this evening here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Just focus on
The Maps. Just Maps.
Just Maps.
Not
right.
The.
Just Maps.
Bands get really pissed if you come into connection with them and you refer to them as the when there is no the.
No the. There.
Well, no. Like, it's not The Maps. It's just, we are Maps, not The Maps, please. Maps. Yes. Right.
Unless you're the.
Well, yeah, it's a whole other thing. I wonder what Matt Johnson's up to these days.
I wonder.
He's always interesting guy. It's about 5 minutes, 4 minutes away from Kara Sue with Smart Alex. he'll be here shortly, running through here. We have a little present for him, so he's probably hearing this and getting real excited. See, I give him a lot of, like, Japanese T-shirts that I collect, that I get, that I, because I'm so buff now from working out, that I can't wear them anymore. So, you know, he's just a skinny little guy, and he appreciates it. I've given him, and I've got a really nice
one for him.
You
got one for him?
I have a really nice one for him,
Alex.
Alex, he's
Nimrod has a T-shirt for you.
Get here fast.
Yes,
get here fast. If you're half an hour late, you don't get it, man.
Yeah.
You just don't get it. Now, this song here will tie in nicely with Alex. Mm-hmm. This is a single, new single.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's right.
And The Pointed Sticks have a huge fan base in Japan. We don't know why, but nobody ever tries to figure out why, you know, something is successful or popular in Japan or not. It just is. It's as Tom Waits sang, big in Japan. That's all you need. And so The Pointed Sticks have a really big fan base over there. They are doing a gig here again. Coming up at, is that on Richards?
No, they played a gig at the Red Room on Saturday night.
They did. They already played.
They already played, yeah. And thank you, Tony Bardock, for getting in touch with me. Unfortunately, being on the Thompson River, I couldn't make it to the concert. But I'm sure anyone who went to the show would have heard this song. So let's do it. And
we'll send it out to Alex.
This is for Alex. And our next show will be on Monday, September the 10th, when we're live. Next week, I think it's...
pretty dead today.
Next week, it'll be a rerun of tonight's show, just in case you missed tonight's show. So that's it for Radio. CITR, formerly Son of Night Dreams.
Sayonara.
Jolly John and Junior Nimrod.
Bye-bye.
Pointed Sticks. What's happened, Nimrod? It's the wrong side.
You played the wrong side. It's on vinyl.
Yeah, I know.
Alex is here. You don't mind if we take an extra minute or so?
Just... Oh, no, absolutely not.
Okay.
Oh, look what happened. They got it upside down. They got the wrong track marks here. They got the wrong label. The label is for Flip.
Oh, okay. So there it is. It's all Luke's fault.
What the hell's going on with this thing here? Jeez, God, nothing works around here.
See, I mean, it's vinyl. It should have been on cassette.
Okay,
that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, let's try it down on this side.
Well, he's going to try it on the other side. This is a very, very informal and messy, sloppy way to end a show.
It is.
But it's not our fault, and it's not your fault, and it's not Alex's fault.